Yep.
That's pretty bold. I mean, how do you know evolution? I guess
The same way
when,
you
I
know
mean, people
anything.
define evolution, evolution is kind of a tricky word. It's, the definition's changed many times.
Nope.
I assume you mean that, we all came from a single cell ancestor. Is that what you're referring to?
All life is related, so all life goes back to the original life form. Yeah. But I didn't come from a single-celled thing. My mommy and daddy made me.
Right, but humans did, right?
Yeah.
You're an ape.
Yep. So are you.
I'm not an ape, but
No,
you
you
are.
are.
That's
Yeah. You actually are.
So you're related to, mosquitoes, bananas, and
We share genes with
palm
them. That's what
trees.
being related to something means. And you
So
are
we
an
are
ape, by the
related
way.
to, so we are related to, trees and
Yeah, we
flowers and
share genes
lilies
with them.
and
That's what it means to be
mosquitoes
related
and
to something.
spiders. Got it. Okay. And so what observable evidence do you have for that?
Do you understand what it means to be related to something?
I fully understand. I'm not sure you do.
What does it mean then?
Well, it just means that you're related to your parent. You're related to your parents. You come from your parents. It doesn't mean that
I'm
we're
related to
related
my
to
si
mosquitoes
I'm
and
related to my
bananas.
sister, but I didn't come from my sister.
Right, but you share an ancestry, right?
Yeah, and how do you scientifically test that?
Through DNA.
Yep. Do we share DNA with trees? Sure do.
That
So
doesn't mean we're
by
related to
your
trees.
criteria,
Just
we
that
are
we
related
have,
to them. By the scientific criteria that you accept, we are related to them.
just because we have the same genetic code, like it's the code,
Nope,
the building block of life,
it's not the
doesn't
code.
mean that we're related.
It is
You're
absolutely not the code. You share
taking
genes
two things
with
and
them.
you're trying to make it mean relatedness when it doesn't mean relatedness.
That's 100% what it means. You're failing to understand. So there are other languages that use the same letters that we do in English, but that doesn't mean that our language comes from them. Now, the DNA between us and trees, it's not just that the trees also have the same nitrogenous bases we do. They have the same genes that we do, which means our very specific DNA combinations that they have that we also have. That's how you tell that two things are related. Because you and I don't think are, we wouldn't call ourselves related, although, like in a scientific, biological sense, technically, we are, but you're not part of my family tree. But you and I have the same DNA, right? You have adenine, guanine, cytosine, and thymine. So do I. But actually, we could tell that we're both humans and related because it's not just that we have the same random assortment of DNA. We have exactly the same sequences of specific parts of our DNA. And that is true for all life on this planet. To varying degrees. So scientifically, it is demonstrable, is provable with no shadow of a doubt that all life on the planet is related.
You're making a leap there. I mean,
No, it's not a leap.
All music has music
Find a flaw
notes.
in the
That doesn't mean
scientific
that they're
steps.
related. Every computer program has a code behind it. That doesn't mean that the code that they
I
came from
know.
each
I
other. It's a
specifically told
design
you
element.
how you tell the
So why
difference
is it?
between a random,
My question for
disconnected
you is,
sequence of information
my
and
question for you is, I've
hyper-specific. No, you don't get to ask a question just this second. I told you the difference between a random jumble of sequences of information that every now and then that are made of the same sequences of things, or like have the same building blocks, I should say, versus hey, the code is exactly the same in these key areas. That's how you can tell it's not just a matter of composition, it's a matter of ancestry, of actual relationship.
Yeah,
And this is
you're
known.
assuming that a creator would use the same building block for all life, which is exactly what
That
we
is
see.
post
So
hoc cope that you guys had to come up with after science proved that your idiotic book is false.
why is it that what evidence do you have that it's not from a common designer?
That's not
Why
how
is
it
it
works,
a
sweetie. You
common
have to have evidence, and you have none. You have post hoc cope.
You have zero evidence that, that
I have nothing but evidence. For example, the entire
bananas, zero evidence for that.
Zero evidence of what?
Give me observable evidence that we came from a single cell ancestor. Go.
We share genes with all life on the planet.
That if evolution, mean we came from a single cell ancestor.
If evolution is true, that it has to be. No, nobody has any idea what a common designer does.
Do all cars have wheels? Do they have wires in them? Do they have moving parts? Yes, of course. It's a good design. So
I've
yeah,
already
DNA
explained
is
to you that there's a difference
element.
Between sharing.
You have zero evidence otherwise.
You
could say it all you want. You can believe it.
I've explained this to you twice already. There's a key difference between two
That's
things having the same composition and analyzing its composition to tell if one thing came from another thing. But also, you're forgetting the wild category error that living organisms fuck each other and produce other living organisms. How many computers have ever fucked each other and made another computer?
I mean, as far as I know, dogs always have more dogs. Cows always have more cows. Ducks have more
That's
ducks.
Exactly what evolution would say would happen. It's
example.
Called the law of phylogeny. Congratulations.
Otherwise, you talk to any farmer on the planet, he's always going to tell you whatever he plants in the ground, the seed that he plants is going to be what it grows up to
Name
be.
Name one farmer that's
pigs
been alive for 3.7 billion years.
Ah, so that's your magic. Okay. So
no, I don't believe in magic. You do. You believe in literal
magic. That's what it is. It all comes
again,
down to time.
Post hoc cope.
So you're saying that animals can do in the past what they can't do today. That's what you believe?
I have no idea what that statement means.
I'm saying that if you take a pig, it's always going to produce more pigs.
Did you used to be a baby?
Why do you think?
Or what you still are, but
why do you think?
Did you used to be a baby?
Why are you muting me? You're not willing to.
Did you used to be a baby?
Of course.
When did you? How old are you?
In my 30s.
When did you go from being a baby to somebody in your 30s?
30 something years ago.
So 30 something years ago, you went from being a baby to a 30 something year old person. And you haven't aged at all since then.
Were a baby, and their parents were a baby, and guess what? They're all humans the whole way.
No, the question is, at what point does a baby turn into an adult human?
I mean, they go through puberty. They go. You know,
oh, so there's a bunch of steps in between.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, now apply that to your idiotic question you asked before.
I'm sorry. Are you saying that pigs don't give birth to baby pigs?
Everything always gives birth to something that is the same species as it, and yet species change over time. It's not even hard to grasp.
What is your evidence that they change over time? Give me an example of something
other
than adaptation.
All life on the planet shares genes. If evolution is true, that observation had to come true. Evolution could have been falsified with genetics. Instead, it was proven with genetics.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum.
The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics.
Everything that's created requires a creator.
Show me curvature.
There are no missing links.
Evolution has never been observed.
The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Just saying DNA isn't proof of evolution, I'm sorry to tell you.
No, it is.
It's proof of a designer, a common
designer.
No,
it isn't proof of a designer, because nobody knows what a designer does.
You have zero observable evidence. Why can't you tell me any observable evidence?
Oh, sure. All life on the planet shares genes there.
Why can't we see evolution on the molecular scale? Why can't we see...
You can. It's been observed countless times.
Like what? Give me an example.
Sure. Antibiotic resistance in bacteria. We know of de novo genes. Genes that have arisen from non-coding regions of DNA.
And what did those bacteria become?
They evolved on the molecular level. You demanded evolution on the molecular level. Any changes in the DNA sequence is evolution on the molecular level.
So they changed it to more bacteria. Got it. Okay, so just like dogs can change.
You know that. You know that
dogs,
bacteria are more dogs, diverse right? than humans and plants are. You realize
great,
that
great
they're.
Fact.
What's that?
I said that's a great fact. I don't.
Yeah.
See
okay.
How that makes
and you
a
can
point.
Perform a bacterial transformation, which is the equivalent of turning a human into a kind of plant. So there you go.
So you have zero evidence, and you're.
I literally just told you that we have bacterial transformations.
And the bacteria stayed bacteria, right?
Yeah. So this is what you're failing to understand.
Okay, exactly.
Saying a bacteria remained a bacteria is like if I gave you an example of a pig turning into a dolphin, would that satisfy your what you think evolution needs to do?
Yeah, I mean, we just need to see.
Okay.
I'm just asking
so,
for a body.
So, if a pig turned into a dolphin, pig turned into a dolphin, it's still an animal. So that's not evolution. Do you see how stupid that argument is?
That's not my argument at all.
Yes, it is your argument.
I'm asking for
because
a
when
single...
you say the bacteria remains a bacteria it's impossible to straw
you're
man an idiot. Nothing they say. Nothing that an idiot says can ever be called a straw man, because the
you
only thing you can do
evidence.
With idiotic claims is correct them.
You didn't
so it's not a straw man. Yes, because I'm explaining. I'm explaining something and you keep talking. You're being a bad boy. So bacteria are more diverse than animals. So when you perform a bacterial transformation, it is as or more, it's actually more radical than a pig turning into a dolphin, because pigs and dolphins are both mammals. So a bacterial transformation is the equivalent of the idiotic Pokemon style evolution that you think would need to be demonstrated in order for it to be true. So even though you came up with the actual, it's a straw man and a goalpost shift, even though you're the one that came up with it, I can still provide you one, and still you cry.
Bacteria turning into bacteria, that's the best you have.
An
that's
animal turning into an animal, that's the best you can offer for
if,
your
if
hypothetical proof?
If you can show
proof.
Me a body plan change, I'll convert right now. You got me, but you can't do it.
It happens over long
change.
Periods of
show
time.
Me,
even an idiot
an
would understand that.
Going through a vertebrate. Show me, I mean, you're telling me that...
You're describing Pokemon. Evolution does not work like Pokemon. You're going to have to ask a different question.
You're telling me that after millions and millions of generations of bacteria, it's still bacteria. That's the best you have.
Yeah, that's like saying, again, what you're saying, what you're saying is identical to denying the evidence that you're demanding that you see in animals. So you can't levy that criticism. You have to come up with something else.
You believe in Santa Claus too? I mean, how far
no.
does this go? I think you do. I mean, you obviously believe. Like
when I was a kid, I believed in Santa Claus, and then I did what you never did. I grew
prince.
Up.
You think a frog can become a prince?
No.
I think you do, given enough time. Yeah, absolutely.
That would still be an animal. A frog is an animal. A prince is an animal. So that wouldn't even be evolution. It's
but
still an animal.
I don't want to waste my time. Is that the best evidence you have, though? The bacteria turning to bacteria for something you're
no.
seeing as a fact?
All life on the planet shares genes. That's proof of evolution.
That's proof of a common designer.
Give me an example of a God creating something that I can compare to so that we can actually know that this is proof.
Well, where do you think we came from?
The Earth. So you
okay,
can't give
from?
Even one example. Okay.
So, I mean, you believe everything came from nothing. So, I mean,
no, I don't. That's unironically what you believe in.
That's what you believe. You believe
what did
literally
God create
everything
the universe
came
out
from
of?
Nothing. God spoke it into existence.
What did it come from?
Yeah, it came from nothing. Yeah.
Okay, so you believe
in
nothing.
We both believe the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but I have a creator. You don't. So that's
no,
why
you don't.
Irrational. You think everything came from nothing.
You have stories passed down by illiterate flat earthers and then written down by hacks that spoke different languages and translated and corrupted countless times. That's what you have. You believe
so
in literal magic.
Where did all the material, like, where did, like, Where did the whole universe, everything come from? I mean, did it...
The universe doesn't come from anything. The universe just exists.
You have zero evidence for that.
Open your fucking eyes. What you're looking at is the universe.
Even if it did.
I actually know that the universe exists. I could show it to you. Give me evidence that your God exists.
I just told you, I don't believe everything can come from nothing without a God. You believe it can happen without a God, which is irrational.
You have no evidence that anything came from nothing.
Everything that we see that had a beginning had a cause, correct? Or do you know something that has a beginning with no cause?
Yeah, the universe. Tell me what way you can transform zero into a quantity other than zero.
Why do you keep muting me? Are you afraid of the argument?
Do you know how to transform zero into something other than zero?
Are you going to have a real argument here?
I don't think it's possible with you.
Well, I'm asking you very simple questions. I don't think you can answer them. The expansion had a beginning, so what caused the expansion? That's my question.
Quantum fluctuations.
And how did that come about?
They're self-caused.
So you believe nothing created everything. That's exactly
no,
what
I just said a quantum fluctuation,
dipshit. You literally
believe
nothing was the creating cause. You're getting upset because you're losing this debate.
That's interesting.
So far, you haven't been able to prove anything other than bacteria turns into bacteria. You believe in Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Nope.
And you believe everything came from nothing.
No, that's what you believe. What's God made out of?
You literally believe the creating...
What's God made out of?
God is uncreated. That's why he's God. That's...
I didn't ask what created him. I asked
he's
what
spirit.
He's made
he's a
of.
Spiritual being. Spiritual
what are, being. What is the composition of a spirit?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'll find
okay,
out.
Okay, so you don't me. So you don't know anything. So you don't have an alternative idea. Okay.
Yeah, I know what the Bible.
Yeah,
tells.
So you agree that you have no idea. You have zero evidence, and
I
you never can have any evidence. I'm glad that we agree.
I have plenty of evidence.
No, you have none because you don't even know if the thing you believe in exists, and you don't know anything about the thing you believe in.
But you think everything came from nothing, which is stupid.
I don't believe that, but you do believe
yes,
that.
Yes, you do. You do believe that.
So
you believe
just
the creating cause.
Just to be clear, I don't care what you tell me I believe because you're wrong. But what you did say is that it's stupid to believe that that something came from nothing. That is what you believe. So you have a stupid belief.
I believe God created. You believe nothing created.
No, you believe it was created from nothing.
God created it from nothing.
Yeah, from nothing. So you have a stupid belief.
You believe nothing created it. That's even stupider.
Do you think that people that believe in... Do you think that people that believe in magic believe in something stupid?
I think if you believe in Santa Claus, I think that's silly. I think that's what you're doing here with this.
I asked you about magic. Do you think that people that believe in magic believe in something that is stupid?
I think you believe in magic, and yeah, it is dumb.
Well, I know that you believe in magic.
Because
so
you have to have a magician to have, magic.
And you have two stupid beliefs. One, the universe was created from nothing. And then you try to get around that with God, but that's going to necessitate you believing in magic because that's how God turned the nothingness into the somethingness is through magic. So both of your beliefs are stupid.
I don't think you can have magic without a magician. You believe you can have magic without a magician.
I don't believe in magic, full stop, but you do.
You absolutely do. I mean, that's how do you think we got life from non-life? How do you think we got
chemistry?
How do you think we chemistry? Zero evidence for that. What's your evidence for?
Literally the only thing that life does that makes life work is chemistry.
Okay, so how did it happen? What's your evidence? Give me observable evidence. Scientific.
Sure. Study biology. Everything is reducible to chemistry.
You don't know.
I just told you chemistry. How did God make the universe?
We have never observed.
How did God make the universe?
We have never observed.
How did God make the universe?
I have never observed. You don't want to know.
Yes, I do want to know how God made the universe.
I just told you he spoke it into existence. That's
what does that? What does that mean? Sounds like you're just saying chemistry. We have no evidence. We have no evidence of speaking.
You don't know how life.
We have no evidence of speaking creating universes. Do you realize that?
Why are you muting me?
I need you to acknowledge that we have no evidence of speaking creating universes.
I can't acknowledge that because we have evidence of God.
You know, speaking requires vocal cords, right? So God is corporeal all of a sudden?
Well, we believe in Jesus. So yeah, Jesus is also God. Jesus can speak.
So Jesus was floating around in the nothingness with his whole body sitting there, and then Jesus used vocal cords and made the universe begin existing?
Let me ask you, can you explain?
No, you're going to address my question here. Was Jesus floating around in all of the nothingness and then used his vocal cords to say, let there be light, and then it happened?
I have no idea. The Bible doesn't give you
okay,
that.
Okay, so you have zero evidence. Okay.
I mean, so do you. You have zero evidence yourself.
No, chemistry exists. Even an idiot like you could probably come to understand that chemistry is a thing that exists.
The beginning of life.
None. Yeah, there is. It's called
whatsoever.
Chemistry.
You have faith, but that's all you have.
No, we know that chemistry is a thing. You probably don't. But you probably only know like negative two things.
We can't recreate life. Okay. I hate to break it to you. It's 2020.
Recreate your God.
We can't recreate life.
Can you recreate your God, please?
You're still muting me. Look at this.
Can you recreate your God, please?
You should be ashamed of yourself, man.
Can you recreate your God,
please? You're not letting me talk and you're.
Can you recreate your God, please?
You're losing, so you're just shutting me down now. Got it.
Can you recreate your God, please?
Are we gonna have a genuine conversation, or are you gonna keep muting
no.
me?
No. Can you recreate your God, please?
Okay. I mean, if you don't want a genuine argument, then I'll just leave. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Then I'll just take the win because you couldn't, provide any proof or anything, like you said. So.
Do you have any evidence of your God speaking anything?
I just told you, yeah.
No. Okay.
Okay, so you're going to continue meeting me. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, and for some reason, you're still here. Daddy issues? He never paid attention to you, so you need a surrogate online dad? I'll be your daddy.
Bacteria to bacteria. That's all you got. Interesting. Okay. Y'all heard it, folks.
Do you want me to pick you up after soccer practice? Oh, it left. Okay. Get a free book. 2 free audiobooks and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.